This is Tony.
Hey Tony, Mike
Hey Mike,
here.
how's it
How are you?
going? Good, good. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, do we have Steve there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, perfect, guys. So, right, we had to reconvene today. I sent you an email before leaving for the last weekend, and Tony, I did receive your email back. I wasn't fully sure what that means because, I already mentioned in the last email that I sent out to you that we'd need about 6 weeks to complete the desktop version once the payment has been made. And I think you mentioned there that it needs to be completed within this week.
Okay, yeah, that was my fault. Steve actually came in and said, yeah, they're not gonna be able to get it done in a week.
Right. So, like I mentioned, we'd need about 6 weeks. Sorry.
So you haven't done anything on this so far.
Well, we've completed half of the designs, and we've created the APIs. Steve, if you recall, the first time we spoke about it, I mentioned to you that if you have to build a web application interface into a mobile app, you have to have the sockets, in layman terms, built into the mobile application for it to be synced to a desktop application whenever you want to build it in the future. And that's exactly why we signed up for it at the beginning and not at this time. So that part is completed. The mobile application bridge is completed. The 50% of the design is completed, and since then we've held off for about 3 weeks now. We've not made any progress.
So can you show us what you've built?
I can show you the designs. I mean, unless you want to look at the code, if that's what you're talking about, I can show you some screens if you want to do that, or Zoom share. Shall I show you the designs?
Yeah, I think we should look at them.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, and the other, I can't find 48 employees for you guys. I can find five people on LinkedIn, and you guys got like 160 followers
Oh,
or
okay. So you were
connections.
looking at LinkedIn too. Sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you really have 48 employees?
Okay, I can show you a few right now. So, yeah, I wanted to discuss this better as well. I do feel like, I did not fully conclude this over the last email that I sent to you. So if you look at Work Studios over, LinkedIn, like you guys know, the parent company is Work Studios, right? So Work Studios has
How do you
about,
spell
sorry?
it? How do you spell it?
I can't hear
Studios.
you, Steve. Can
How do you spell it? Woke
Okay,
Studios?
it's Wox, as in VOX. Wox Studios.
Okay.
Like I mentioned over the last email, it's often Mazer is a subsidiary, right? And we have a parent company, and then we have a couple other companies that deal in the software development division, right? And then we have some other companies that do, public relations, for example, and we do content, for example. Those we're not going to talk about today, but if you look at Works Web Studios over LinkedIn, you'd find a few more of our employees. It's just that, I mean, over time, Work Studios has branched out into different divisions, such as Hoffman Mazer and AppOnRadar. All of these are our companies, right? So, depending upon where the employee was onboarded, they, associate themselves with that particular brand or company or division, and you wouldn't find all of them in one place, at least on LinkedIn. So did you
So
find the page for Works?
it's WOX.
No, it's we as in Victor, O as in Oscar.
V. VOX.
You got it. Wox, web as in WEB.
Studios.
Studios.
Got it. Okay.
That list out Mazer as a supporting company on it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Does that list Mazer as a supporting company?
Well, you have that on the website. So if you look at HoffmanMazer.com, it says that HoffmanMazer is a DBA of Woke Studios. So a DBA or a trade name has all the legal rights to enter a contract or to operate as an independent arm of a company without having to explicitly mention the parent company. But like you guys know, we use the bank account for Woke Studios, and if you look at the website as well, it says that the parent company is Woke Studios.
Got it.
Right. And then again, I mean, if you guys, if you have someone in Illinois or if one of you is traveling anytime soon by any chance, you're more than welcome to come down as well.
Are you working from home in Illinois or where are you working?
So I work on a hybrid basis, right? So Skokie is where the main office is. Skokie is the commercial hub in Illinois, closer to Chicago. So I work two days in the office, and then I'm working remotely from my home.
What is that physical address of where you're working?
Well, it's on the website as well, 5250 Old Orchard Road, Skokie, Illinois. And I think the zip code is 60077. And the other address, by the way, that you were looking at, the Belford Avenue address, that, like I mentioned in my last email, it's a 10-minute drive from Skokie office. And this is a residential address. It's just that this is where the company was registered the first time it was actually registered, right? And, we had, at that time, we had an office in Wyoming that we just closed down last year. We opened a new office in Dubai. That's our first offshore office that we, opened last year as well. So all of that is, all the current addresses are listed on the website if you look at it on the footer or even on the terms and conditions.
Yeah, the one I was looking at looked like a warehouse. That's why I was concerned.
It's actually a residential address. It's not a commercial center. So if you look up 5250 Old Orchard Road, suite number is 300 in Skokie, Illinois, you'd find the building that we're situated in.
Got it.
So Steve and Tony, I appreciate the due diligence you guys are doing, right? And there's no hesitation with that. It's just that, at this point, it all comes down to whether we were able to deliver until now or not, right? And as a matter of fact, the app was completed. I think, Tony, you and I spoke about this last time, and you mentioned that the app looks good, except for the one feature that we had a discrepancy on, and, we looked at the contract together. The contract does not say anything about it, and I told you that we did discuss it initially, but it never became a part of the first contract. And even, in any case, if it was a part of the first contract, the price would have been somewhere about $90,000+. So even if you want that feature right now, we could build that into the application. There's nothing lost, and neither are you losing anything financially, because if this feature was included, it would have been charged for in that contract as well. So it's actually better for you that now that you've seen the application, you know that the foundations have been set up, now you can start working with us or whoever you'd like on more complex features, because the foundation is now there. The initial application is now live on the app stores.
Okay. So moving forward, to get this finalized, the desktop version, mm-hmm. we have to pay another $20,000. And is that finalize everything?
Absolutely, yes. So per the contract, that's the final payment. And even if you look at the contract, we have one of the payments from the time when the alpha was done about 6 months ago. That was broken down, and that has now been included in the final invoice. And that, like I mentioned to Steve on one of the calls, or probably on one of the emails, that was done only because I wanted to make sure that we deliver before we get the, you know, before we move forward with the payments, with the last payment, right? So now that the app is live, this is the final payment. And once you get this out of the way, we're going to enter the final phase of development whereby we'll complete the, you know, the web interface for you. We'll complete the metallurgical, subsection for you where you can update the prices. You look at it, you test it out with your team, you give us a final sign-off, we hand over everything to you, and we're done for the first contract, financially and, you know, milestone-wise as well.
And we can get a hard copy and get everything we need to take that over.
Well, I'm not too sure what you mean by a hard copy, but if you mean like a hard drive, I mean, sure, we could send it over to your address, but we could put it on a cloud like you suggested on this email that you sent earlier today. And yes, we will send over the source code and everything to you on a cloud, and you know that's going to be your property. You can keep it, you can have it scaled or whatever you'd like, but we'd revoke all kind of access from our end, and you'll be the sole owner. And I've also mentioned that in the email from last week that I sent out to you, that everything belongs to you and we're just work for hire, given that the final payment is completed.
Do you have any questions on the app at all, on the desktop version?
No. The desktop version is basically going to be the mobile version, right?
Desktop version is going to be the web version which is going to mirror whatever you have on the mobile application right now. So like you can use the mobile app on your phone right now, but when the web version is completed, anyone could access the same software from the website as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Right, guys? So once again, I mean, we may be sounding like this is kind of a tug of war, and we're trying to get this done and, you know, get this done with, and I feel abashed that it came out this way. We try to make sure that everything stays intact, but once we complete the web interface, you need any kind of help on the web interface or you need any kind of help on the mobile interface, we'd be more than available, right? At our end, like I mentioned, it's only in our benefit to complete this on a, you know, on an amicable basis, and that I still look forward to, you know, keep working with you guys whenever that's needed or whenever an opportunity arises after we're done with the first contract. So we'll as part of that, we'll continue to help you with getting your hands onto the software and anything that you'd like to discuss about it, or you know, have your team get a hang over the software that we've built for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, guys. So just to be clear, the next steps, once you're done with the payment, just let me know. I still have the team assigned to the project. We might need about 48 hours to get them to start working once again, and then we need about 6 weeks to get this done with, and we'll keep you posted. We'll see the designs first, and then you'll see the alpha and then the beta version all within the next 6 weeks. Before we deploy this and we send over the source code to you.
Okay.
And you can, all right.
All right, anything else? Is there something that I'm missing that we had to discuss today?
And this is all detailed out. We got the email. So we're good to go.
Yes. Yeah, can you send, mm-hmm. just send us a follow-up email on this conversation so we just, we have something to go back on and just read again.
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you an email, and with that, I'll attach the recording for this call as well. That's one reason why I called from this office number and not my personal line, so that we have a recording of this, and I'll put this in the email as well, and that way we have something in the hindsight to look at, when we move forward.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right, Tony and Steve, unless you have something else for me, I take your leave, and I'll wait for the wire confirmation from you. And in the meantime, I'll have the team assigned once again to the project and get them going. All right.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you for your time. I'll let you guys go.
Yeah.
You have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.